Mix 107.3.
Good Sunday morning and welcome to DMV Spotlight. My name is Coco Lani, and as always on DMV Spotlight, we highlight wonderful people and organizations in the D.C., Maryland, and Virginia area that are doing great things. And this morning, our guest on the line is Amanda Peeney. She is the Marketing and Communications Coordinator for Zero the End of Prostate Cancer. Good morning, Amanda. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning on DMV Spotlight. And for people who are unfamiliar with Zero the End of Prostate Cancer, a nonprofit organization, could you give us a little history on the organization, the founders, and the mission?
Sure. So Zero is a national nonprofit. We're based here in Old Town Alexandria, and our mission is to end prostate cancer. A little bit on the history. We started as the National Prostate Cancer Coalition in 1996. It was formed by patients, physicians, and advocates to stand up for men and their families impacted by prostate cancer and to become a political force for a cure. As the landscape for prostate cancer evolved, Zero has evolved with it. Today, we are Zero the End of Prostate Cancer, and we are the destination for taking action to end the disease and to make it a national priority.
That is awesome. Again, if you're just tuning in, good morning. You are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Coco Lani. Our guest on the line this morning is Amanda Peeney. She is the Marketing and Communications Coordinator for Zero the End of Prostate Cancer, nonprofit organization located in Virginia. Now, you mentioned that Zero's primary focus also is to bring awareness of prostate cancer to the national platform. Now, what are some of the events and different programs that Zero's involved in?
So we work every day to help the men dealing with the disease and to stop the pain and suffering. We advance research, you know, encourage action in communities, and provide education and support to those men and their families. Our programs are patient-centric. We know that the disease is personal, so we really just want to help the patients and survivors and their families receive, you know, the best care in their journey that we can. In the past 20 years, we have done a lot to kind of help those men. We have kind of spearheaded the prostate cancer research program at the Department of Defense, from which 3 new treatments for extending and improving the lives of men have come. We host an annual summit in D.C. every year, which brings together advocates for prostate cancer research and awareness to talk to their elected officials about prostate cancer funding. Each year, we also have our National Run Walk series, and started 10 years ago, and now we're hitting about 40 cities across the country. So we try to bring awareness into those communities and, you know, kind of help those men the best that we can.
Wow. Again, if you're just tuning in, good morning. You are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Coco Lani. Our guest on the line is Amanda Peeney. She is the Marketing and Communications Coordinator for Zero, the End of Prostate Cancer. Now, could you give us some statistics regarding prostate cancer as far as how many men it affects, and are there symptoms associated with that for people who are listening?
Sure. So prostate cancer will affect 1 in 7 men in his lifetime, and we lose a man that we love every 20 minutes to the disease. From our current estimates, we'll see nearly 1 million men diagnosed by 2050, and there are currently 3 million patients and survivors fighting their personal battles every single day. Prostate cancer, the symptoms, there usually are none, but it can vary, you know, man by man. We encourage every man who is at risk, or even if they're not at risk, to talk to their doctor about it and see, you know, are you at risk? Should I be tested? What are the steps that I should take, especially if there is a family history of the disease. We also like to make sure that men and families are aware that it's not an old man's disease.
Okay.
We have a board member who was diagnosed under the age of 50, and we talk to men every day who are diagnosed in their late 30s, you know, early 40s, and it's not an old man's disease. The 5-year survival rate is good, but early detection is vital for that.
If you're just tuning in, good morning. You are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Coco Lani. Our guest on the line this morning is Amanda Peeney. She is the Marketing and Communications Coordinator for Zero, the End of Prostate Cancer. And I think it's really great what your organization is doing. I have family members who have been affected by prostate cancer, so I know definitely the support that you're providing. It's definitely a great thing to have available for the family members and the men who are affected by it. Now, for the people who come to your organization, do you have a referral system, or if someone is listening and they live in Virginia, can they go to your organization? How generally do you find the people that you support?
So it's kind of a myriad of things. Our run walk events, we usually will partner with a urology office or a hospital in that city, and they will be our partner for the race. So a lot of the people we talk to are coming, you know, coming from them. They obviously have their doctor, but sometimes there's other information that they need. We are also out in the communities. We have chapters in Texas, the Pacific Northwest, and the Midwest, and our awesome directors in those chapters are kind of on the ground, our boots on the ground, making sure to get out into the community and, you know, make sure that anybody who may have the disease or wants more information can come to us. We also encourage people who are current advocates, and we have some amazing advocates all over the country, to set up community awareness tables at local health fairs in their areas so that people who may not know about us know that they can come to us with questions. We also are pretty active on social media, so we try to make sure that people know that they can come to us if they haven't heard from us through one of the other ways. We like to be as active as possible because we want people to know that we're here if they have any questions about the disease or testing or symptoms or even just how they can get involved themselves.
That is awesome what you're doing. Again, if you're just tuning in, good morning. You are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Coco Lani. Our guest on the line this morning is Amanda Peeney. She is the marketing and communications coordinator for Zero the End of Prostate Cancer. And we touched on a lot of different things that your organization does. You said you're very involved with social media. What is your social media handles for website, Facebook?
So we are on Facebook at Zero the End of Prostate Cancer. We are on Twitter at Zero Cancer. So I encourage people to, you know, reach out and talk to us. We're very active and we love to hear from people in the community.
Okay. Again, if you're just tuning in, good morning. You are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Coco Lani. Our guest on the line is Amanda Peeney. She is the marketing and communications coordinator for Zero the End of Prostate Cancer. Now, over the past 20 years, what have you noticed as far as the awareness with prostate cancer and research? Just an update in general.
So I think the landscape is changing, certainly, and I think we are seeing a lot more awareness of the disease than we had originally. There are a lot more people talking about it, especially with the rise in high-profile men who are, you know, telling people that they are diagnosed or being treated for the disease. It kind of takes it out of the shadows a little bit,
right,
and lets people know that, you know, it's okay to talk about it. Men aren't always the most open, and we want them to know that, you know, we're here for them and we're able to help them through their journey. As I mentioned earlier, in terms of research, we spearheaded the program at the Department of Defense, the Prostate Cancer Research Program, and we've seen 3 new treatments for extending and improving lives through that, which is huge, and we're, you know, so grateful to see these things come to be able to help people with that.
Wow, 3 new treatments. That's awesome. And for people who may not be familiar with what happens when someone is diagnosed with prostate cancer and what happens after that as far as treatment, could you walk us through that?
So for prostate cancer, we always encourage each person to kind of speak with their doctor. Everybody's prostate cancer and their disease is different.
Right, okay.
There's really no, you know, step-by-step steps, but I will say that the treatment does depend on the stage of the cancer. If it's localized disease or metastatic disease, metastatic meaning that it's spread beyond the prostate, so that does affect the treatment, and the treatment for it kind of depends, like I said, exactly on what their stage is, their disease, and kind of depending, you know, with their doctor, what they want to do to treat it.
Okay. Again, if you're just tuning in, good morning. You are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Coco Lani. Our guest on the line is Amanda Peeney. She is the marketing and communications coordinator for Zero the End of Prostate Cancer, nonprofit organization located in Virginia. And again, if people are interested in finding out more information, the website that they can go to?
It's zerocancer.org.
Okay. And if someone has a family member that's been affected by prostate cancer, does your organization offer support groups for family members, or are there volunteer opportunities where people can participate?
So we're always looking for volunteers and people to, you know, staff events and to help us out locally. We work with everyone who's interested in participating to see, you know, what they're kind of looking for in terms of volunteer options. We do not have any support groups currently at Zero, but we work with Us2.
Okay.
It's us2.org, and they are an excellent organization, and you can find a support group by location or, you know, by what you're looking for there.
Okay, so for family support information, you have that network established, and they can just find out all the details on the website.
Yes, exactly, and you can always contact us as well. We're happy to direct anyone to anything that they need here at Zero.
Okay, all right. Again, if you're just tuning in, good morning. You are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Coco Lani. Our guest on the line line this morning is Amanda Peeney. She is the Marketing and Communications Coordinator for Zero, the End of Prostate Cancer nonprofit organization. Now, you mentioned that the organization is always looking for volunteers, and you have plenty of volunteer opportunities available, and you like to match the volunteers up with what they're interested in. Now, what time commitment normally do the volunteers have to commit if they're interested, or can they come once a month, or is there really not a set schedule? How does that work?
So there's no set schedule. It depends entirely on what they want, you know, how they want to participate. We have some advocates that do, you know, a bunch of different things. Mm-hmm. They host their own fundraisers.
Oh, wow.
They go out to health fairs and talk to people, you know, once a month. They come to D.C. and attend our summit. And then we have some advocates who just like to come out on race day and volunteer on race day,
okay,
which is also fine. There's no really set schedule. We're open to volunteers who want to do kind of any help in any way they can.
All right. And they can find out more information on the volunteer opportunities on your website?
Yes, they can. It's zerocancer.org, and you can just contact us, and we're happy to, you know, talk with you about how you can help out.
All right. Again, if you're just tuning in, good morning. You are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Coco Lani. Our guest on the line this morning is Amanda Peeney. She is the Marketing and Communications Coordinator for Zero, the End of Prostate Cancer. Now, we touched on earlier the yearly summit that takes place. So could you go in detail about what happens at the summit?
Sure. So each year we have hundreds of advocates which will come to D.C., and they will have a few days of educational information. You know, we'll present what's new on the landscape of prostate cancer, anything that's coming up that we think that they should know about. We have a medical advisory board here, and they will usually present, you know, information to the group that they, you know, that they see as important. We'll have breakout sessions. We've had, last year we did, you know, African-American men and prostate cancer and how to speak to your doctor and those kinds of things that we feel that people are really interested in learning more about. And then at the end of the summit experience, our advocates will go to Capitol Hill to speak with their elected officials about prostate cancer research funding. And they'll get to have meetings in small, you know, small groups and just speak to them about why it's important, tell their story, and, you know, kind of talk to them about why they should support prostate cancer research funding.
Wow. In your most recent summit, what was the attendance?
So we had a few hundred people and a few hundred meetings as
okay.
well, which was very
wow.
successful. And we had a large amount of new attendees, which is something that we're, you know, really grateful for, that new people who may not be familiar with Zero came and, you know, really enjoyed the experience.
Okay. And you mentioned that Zero has chapters not just here in D.C., but across the country as well?
Sure. So we're our national headquarters is here in D.C., but we have a chapter based in Texas, one in the Pacific Northwest, and then one in the Midwest, and we have plans to expand over the next year or so.
Okay. Again, if you're just tuning in, good morning. You are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Coco Lani. Our guest on the line this morning is Amanda Peeney. She is the Marketing and Communications Coordinator for Zero, the End of Prostate Cancer. And we've been talking about the great things that the organization has been doing for the past 20 years. Coming up in June, you have a big event, the Zero Prostate Cancer Run Walk.
Yeah. So we like to have, you know, Father's Day weekend for the fathers and, you know, families to come out and support the cause. And we make the event kind of real big for them. So we have a 5K run walk, 1 mile walk, and then we also have something really cool that we do is a kids superhero dash for dad. So we get all the kids and we'll dress up as superheroes. It's so cute. And run to kind of support their fathers and grandfathers and family members, you know, to encourage them to kind of take charge of their health.
Oh, wow. And this is a 5K and 10K walk, correct?
It's actually just a 5K run
okay.
and walk. So you don't okay. have to run if you don't want
okay,
to.
Okay, you don't have to run. Okay, and this happens every year. So normally, what is the attendance at the prostate run walk?
So we usually see, you know, over 1,000 people at
wow.
the event, which is amazing. And we love to get to know the people in our community here in D.C. and see everyone come out. It's a really great event.
Wow, that is awesome. Again, if you're just tuning in, good morning. You are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Coco Lani. Our guest on the line this morning is Amanda Peeney. She is the Marketing and Communications Coordinator for Zero, the End of Prostate Cancer. Right now, we're talking about the Zero Prostate Cancer Run Walk. How is registration for that event?
You can go to zeroprostatecancerrun.org/DC, or you can access it through our main website at zerocancer.org. You can begin fundraising now, and registration is open right up until a few days before the event, and then if anyone, you know, doesn't know what their schedule is going to be like, they can come out on race day and register that day too. So we just encourage everyone to come out any way they can.
Okay, and there is no age minimum. Families can come out.
Yep, families can come out. We encourage everyone, and we like to see families all out together.
Okay, that is awesome. Again, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokalani. Our guest on the line this morning is Amanda Peeney. She is the Marketing and Communications Coordinator for Zero the End of Prostate Cancer. And right now we're talking about the Zero Prostate Cancer 5K Run Walk. Now, as far as the day, if we could walk through the day.
Sure. So the run walk starts at 8 a.m. We'll usually have a warm-up by, you know, a local gym that we have in the area. We will do the 5K run walk and the 1 mile walk, and then at the end we'll do the kids superhero dash. And if there's anyone, you know, not participating, we have vendors out, smoothies, food. You know, there's an area for kids with activities that we have as well. We usually, you know, we'll have places to take pictures for people to gather. Last year we had a beer garden, which was amazing for people to kind of unwind after the race. So we really like to make it a whole, you know, a whole event that's about more than just the run walk part. So we encourage people to come out. You know, we like people to hang out, you know, even after the run is over, to, you know, hang out with people in their community. And it really is a great event. We had amazing weather last year, so we're hoping for the same thing this year. So there will also be, there's food and, you know, beverages available for everyone, you know, vendors, that kind of thing. So we really like to make it a whole day.
Oh, wow. Mark it on your calendars, June, Zero Prostate Cancer Run Walk. And the website address again is?
It's zeroprostatecancerrun.org/DC, or you can access it from zerocancer.org as well.
Okay. And you said it's going to be taking place in Arlington, Virginia, in Pentagon Row area?
Yep. The Pentagon Row Courtyard in Arlington.
Okay. So you would probably suggest people either take the metro, or they could, there's parking over there.
Yeah. Usually a few streets around the courtyard are closed, because that's where, obviously, where we're running, but
right,
there are plenty of garages there. We do encourage people to take the metro or park in, you know, one of the garages that they have around there.
All right. Now, are you still looking for sponsors and vendors at this time?
We're always open to sponsorships, vendors, et cetera. You can contact us on our website, and we're, you know, happy to speak with you about anything.
All right. And the website address again is?
It's zerocancer.org.
All right. Again, if you're just tuning in, good morning. You are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokalani. Our guest on the line this morning is Amanda Peeney. She is the Marketing and Communications Coordinator for Zero the End of Prostate Cancer. And we're just talking about the wonderful things, not only that the organization does in bringing awareness to prostate cancer, but how the organization also assists people who are currently affected by prostate cancer. Now, if there is someone listening right now who just found out they have cancer, or they're not familiar with your organization and they'd like to find out about the services that you have available for them, do they need to have a referral? They can just come by and call? How does that work?
So we always encourage people to visit our website, take a look. We have a lot of amazing information on there, and to call us. We have great people here in our office who are happy to talk you through any questions that you have, you know, give you, you know, any information that you need outside of you kind of talking with your doctor about it. We're happy to have people call us and ask anything that they need. And we do have a lot of great information on our website. If you visit zerocancer.org, your questions will probably be answered there as well.
All right. Again, if you're just tuning in, good morning. Hope you're having a great Sunday morning. You're listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokalani. Our guest on the line this morning is Amanda Peeney, Marketing and Communications Coordinator for Zero the End of Prostate Cancer. The organization is doing great things, and mark it on your calendar in June, Zero Prostate Cancer Run Walk. And if you could just give them the rundown of that one more time if they're just tuning in and they missed that earlier.
Sure. So the race is on June 17th this year, which is Father's Day. It's at the Pentagon Row Courtyard in Arlington, Virginia. We have a 5K run walk, a 1 mile walk, and then a kids superhero dash for dad. So we really encourage the whole family to come out and enjoy the event and to meet other people in their community.
All right. You can find out all the details about that and register on their website right now. And the website address again is?
zeroprostatecancerrun.org/DC or zerocancer.org.
All right. Again, if you're just tuning in, you are listening listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokolani. Our guest on the line, Amanda Peeney, Marketing and Communications Coordinator for Zero, the End of Prostate Cancer National Nonprofit Organization. And Amanda, I want to thank you so much for joining us this morning on DMV Spotlight. It's really been great having you. And if there would be one thing that you'd like our listeners to take away when they think of Zero and your organization and just prostate cancer in general, what would that be?
That it's important to spread awareness for prostate cancer and that we at Zero are here to help you through your entire prostate cancer journey. We're happy to answer questions, and we really want people to raise awareness about the disease and to understand that you know, is the most important part. Visit us at zerocancer.org. There's a phone number there. We're always around to answer any questions that you have. And thank you so much for having me this morning.
All right. Thank you, Amanda. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. And that will conclude this week's edition of DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokolani, and as always, if you are part of a wonderful organization doing great things in the D.C., Maryland, or Virginia area, and you'd like to be featured on an upcoming edition of DMV Spotlight, when you get a moment, go to our website, mix1073.com, and there you can click on the link that says DMV Spotlight and send us all the information regarding your organization. Thanks again for listening to DMV Spotlight, and have a wonderful day.